We are joined by Alma Robinson. She's the executive director of California Lawyers for the Arts. Wow, you have a long background in law, and you've been doing this since 1981. You're a former journalist, right? Is that right, Alma?
That's right.
Washington Star is what you reported in.
Right.
And so you have media background, too. You've been with the California Lawyers for the Arts for...
I actually started in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
As the first project director for our new mediation program. It was a national model project to help artists resolve disputes without going to court.
You help artists who can't afford a lot of attorney's fees.
That's mm-hmm. right. And when you go to court, you usually break up a relationship. And many times artists are collaborating. They
right.
want to maintain good relationships with the people they're working with their dealers, their galleries, fellow musicians, people in their band, their agents. Even if they need to terminate the relationship, it would be better to do it in an amicable way than through the court process.
This is part of what you do. And then also I wanted to mention some of the projects you've been involved in, because they include arts and community development, providing arts internships for underemployed youth and adults, and the Arts and the Environmental Initiative, which demonstrated the value of the arts in raising awareness about global warming, and then also Arts in Corrections Initiative, California Arts Council for the Arts, with programs in 19 California prisons. That's something that you're working on.
And that was a big breakthrough.
Yeah.
Because there was no funding for this program in any state prisons for about 10 years. There were people like Wayne Kramer and Tim Robbins Group, Actors Gang, Laurie Brooks with the William James Association. These organizations were raising money and sending mm-hmm. in volunteers on their own, but there was no systemic funding.
Ongoing funding.
Exactly. Yeah. So in 2014, as the result of a demonstration project that we put together with the William James Association and a professor from the University of San Francisco, very highly regarded researcher named Larry Brewster, we studied the benefits of arts programs for people who are incarcerated. As a result, the state gave a $2.5 million pilot project to the California Arts Council for arts programs in up to 19 state prisons. The amazing thing is that that fund has now grown to $8 million
wow.
for 2017-18 for next fiscal year, and it will be in all 36 state prisons.
That's great. Well, that helps keep people from going back into prison.
It reduces recidivism, and along the way, people learn a lot of great skills about discipline, time management, teamwork, how to finish a project. Many people told us they never finished anything before. They didn't have the confidence in what they were doing. But when they learn that they have that spark, too, of creativity, and they get excited about something that they never thought they could do, mm-hmm. it really turns their lives around.
Going back to California Lawyers for the Arts, do you want to talk to us a little bit about how this works? You have a lawyer referral information service, for one.
We do. Uh-huh. If people have issues such as contract problems or a contract to be reviewed, mm-hmm. we strongly advise them to get legal counsel rather than signing it because they're so excited. It's
yeah.
their first contract. And that can be such a mistake because they don't know what they're giving up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what the potential is. And rights and royalties have been changing dramatically over the last 20 years. We can see the effect of technology and the internet. So people need to be really vigilant. We have artists who are also visual artists who may have issues getting paid or signing leases. So
mm-hmm.
we suggest people get attorneys. And if it's possible, we try mediation first. Our first recourse is to help people work things out.
But right.
very often, they just simply need somebody to look over their business
yeah.
and make sure that they're on the right track. I got a note just this week, actually, from an entrepreneurial artist mm-hmm. who is developing new contracts with artists and wants to have an attorney. So I suggested he call our referral service. It's a very modest fee of $45, which includes membership in our organization.
That's very modest.
Hour.
Yeah.
For a half hour.
So you can get that help. It's so important to know what you're doing so you can continue working and not be taken advantage
That's right.
of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially in the internet age, because there are other ways that people's images and their artwork, their art as artists are displayed.
And sometimes it's out of ignorance, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's malicious. People mm-hmm. are using your image and they may be selling your postcards in China. You have no idea. So we get all kinds of questions.
That's
about
a good point.
People's images being used.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it is out of ignorance. People think that they see something on the internet and therefore it's in the public domain. Mm-hmm. It's not in the public domain.
Right.
You know, it's still your image. You have an inherent copyright, whether you registered it or not.
Mm-hmm. You also have an education center online where people can pick up education about this for themselves on your website.
And we're hoping to expand that more with more podcasts and videos. But we also do a lot of classes around the state on different kinds of issues. We had a very popular workshop just this week here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
It was sponsored with the LA County Arts Commission, and it was about advocacy, specifically how much advocacy can nonprofits do. And with the situation that the NEA is facing and the whole issue of arts funding nationally, this is something that people are starting to pay attention to. So we have really been involved in trying to find a way for the arts to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in our arts and environmental work, this started in 2008, right after the election of President Obama, that we were bringing artists together with environmental groups, with political leaders and elected leaders, to talk about the ways that the arts could be involved in raising awareness of the threats to the environment. We did that in LA and San Francisco and Sacramento. We would have dialogues. And
mm-hmm.
it was really very interesting, because oftentimes these organizations are all in their own silos. They're not talking to each other. And yet artists can play a tremendous role in raising awareness of many different issues that we face mm-hmm. as a community, various injustices. Artists get involved, and that's also a piece of our work with the Arts and Corrections Project.
So you're finding ways to create these bridges and partnerships that normally, you're right, like normally they don't operate together. That's kind of independent entities. You bring them together, and through artists, you can create awareness for many different issues, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And artists are passionate mm-hmm. and actually acutely interested in what's going on politically and in their communities.
And you're based out of San Francisco, right?
I work in our San Francisco mm-hmm. office, but we're statewide.
Right. Well, you're celebrating the Summer of Love in San Francisco right now.
Oh, right? Have you noticed?
Yes. Oh,
you can't get away from it.
50 years, yeah. Counterculture, San Francisco. The California lawyers helping artists came along with just about, 20 years later, 20 years after that, and is going on now. And so, the different areas that you help people with are the referral services, dispute resolution, and you have the educational programs, and then the advocacy and arts and community development. So many different facets of what you do. And so what's the website?
CALawyersfortheArts.org.
Yeah, and you'll go back to San Francisco and continue to operate from there?
I will.
Yourself,
but
personally.
But meantime, uh-huh. we're having an exciting conference mm-hmm. at Loyola Marymount on arts and corrections. It's a national conference funded by the NEA, and Loyola Marymount's taking a great role in helping us to produce it. We'll have maybe up to 200 people from around the country who will be talking about how artists can contribute to rehabilitation and reduce recidivism through mm-hmm. arts programs in prisons, but not just state prisons, also federal prisons, juvenile halls, state county jails. So we did a conference similar to this in San Francisco 2 years ago. What we'll be doing that's different this time is we will have teaching artists like Wayne Kramer, the musician, teaching artists how they do songwriting inside. They'll actually be learning songwriting from Wayne Kramer.
Right. He has Jail Guitar Doors, which is
exactly.
a nonprofit that works with people who are incarcerated, works with them, gets them into different types of arts programs, and helps them as they go back out and transition.
That's
and
right.
So, yeah, you're working with them now. And so
I am working with them. And they're also part of a study we're mm-hmm. doing that's parallel to all of this, of the benefits of arts programs in county jails. I mentioned earlier that we had done a study in mm-hmm. state prisons, and so now we're testing the same methodology to see how people who are in county jails benefit because they're inside for a shorter amount of time.
Right.
The population is more sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some different kinds of challenges. But nevertheless, people say they really enjoy the art classes. It gives them a vision of a new life for themselves. Some of them say they want to go back and go to school mm-hmm. as a result of being in art class. So it's a great resource.
Yeah, it can change lives. It's a motivator. And so when is this conference coming up?
It starts June 26th uh-huh. and goes for 5 days through the 30th.
And
we have some terrific keynote speakers mm-hmm. like Breon Bain, who has a show called Lyrics from Lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
He teaches at UCLA Law School. He was arrested when he was a Harvard Law School student in New York, mm-hmm. and he has built a whole series of shows about this. And so he's one of our keynotes. Another LA artist is Vijay Gupta from the LA Philharmonic Orchestra, who mm-hmm. has a program working with people who are homeless. And so he's coming, and it's going to be one of our keynotes. So we'll be talking about how arts programs help people with their families.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a panel of people who were incarcerated and came out. We call them alumni. They'll be talking about their experience and how it affected their lives on the outside.
And so this is the conference coming up, and it starts Monday, June 26th. It's a whole week.
It's okay. 5 days.
Wow.
There's a lot of information about it on our website.
It's taking place at
Loyola Marymount.
Yeah. Anyone can come to the conference?
Anybody can come. There is a fee.
And this is a great way to learn a lot about California Lawyers for the Arts, too, if you attend the conference.
Yes.
There are so many different types of panels, it looks like, and classes going on that through mm-hmm. the week.
We'll be talking about restorative justice mm-hmm. and mediation, as well as art making and evaluation, different ways that people put programs together. It's going to be very exciting.
And so you have the conference coming up, and then California Lawyers for the Arts operating in California. And thank you for stopping by to tell us all about it, for your dedication to helping artists, you know, and being an advocate.
Thank you, Tina. Yeah. It's been a pleasure to be here today.
Alma Robinson, Executive Director, California Lawyers for the Arts.